John Clayton.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studios.
Streaming live at seattlesports.com. On demand everywhere on the Seattle Sports app. Now, John Clayton.
Welcome, everyone. This is the John Clayton Show. And no, I am not John Clayton. Bob Stelton here with you under really unfortunate circumstances, to say the very least, for those of you who aren't aware, maybe aren't on social media and just tune in on weekends to speak with John Clayton. I just want to pass along the information, the news, the unfortunate news, to say the very least, that John Clayton passed away yesterday at the age of 67 after a short bout in the hospital that I don't know that any of us knew was quite as dire as it was. So like a lot of you, completely caught off guard, stunned to say the very least, and hate to be bringing this news to anybody. But again, for those that aren't in the know, that maybe aren't on social media or in front of a TV, again, we lost our friend and our colleague, the great John Clayton, yesterday. And what we're going to do for the next 3 hours is celebrate John. We're going to talk to a lot of people. We're going to talk to you. We're going to open up the phone lines to you guys, let you guys, you want to share stories, thoughts about John. As I was saying to the guys on the outdoor line there, it's amazing to see just his reach and his impact and the impact he had on people in this business and outside of the business. And, you know, we get so used to seeing him and talking to him here, you feel like it's a local thing. And then you realize that he's an icon in the business. He's not a Seattle icon. He's just an icon as an individual, an incredibly kind individual who I've known since 1998 as a dopey intern at a station, asking him question after question, as I'm prone to do with anybody. But the ability to ask questions to John Clayton meant the world to me. And it was one of the first things that I would sort of brag about to my friends, is that, hey, I'm interning over at the station, and yeah, I'm fetching milk and donuts for people, but I'm talking to John. I talked to John Clayton yesterday, and he told me this, or I'd pass along, he said this about such and such. And it was just the coolest thing for me as a sports fan, just to be in his company, but to have access to him and talk to him was really surreal for me. And then to know him over two decades in this business, no matter where I was at, whether I was in St. Louis or Chicago or LA or here in Seattle, I would call John and he would come on anywhere I was at any time. If it, you know, obviously if it could work in his schedule, he would no problem. I'm there. He just loved talking football, and he was an incredibly loyal guy. So he was one of a kind. And I think we're all feeling the same shock and level of pain that goes along with something like this. So we're going to do our best to try to put a smile on people's face as best we can. We're going to talk to a lot of people, coworkers, colleagues. You guys, as I said, can weigh in on the phone lines, 421-3776. You guys can text into the Mac and Jack's text line, 421-3776. We'll get to your calls. We're going to speak with a lot of people, as I said, coworkers, colleagues, and just... you know, we're all in this together. I mean, we're all kind of going through this together. Everybody here is in the same state of shock as all of you are, who may be just learning about this for the very first time. This is not something you ever want to go through, discuss, deal with. But we're all in it. We're all here. I want to hear from you guys, and just want to celebrate John for 3 hours the way he would want to do it. It's amazing. This show meant the world to him. I loved how much he loved this show. It was the most important thing. There were two things John loved more than anything in this world: talking football with people and his wife. His dedication to his wife was unmatched. It was absolutely precious, and it was cool to see. It was something I really admired about him, and just to see how much, obviously, Pat meant to him, and how much you guys, as listeners, loyal listeners, callers to his show, he could not wait for the show each and every week. It didn't matter. He could be out of state. He'd want to do it from wherever he was at. I know Kyle would be dealing with equipment, or let's set him up in this studio, because it was, a lot of people would say, yeah, okay, I can't do this Saturday, I'm traveling. No, he would book flights around the time of his show in order to be able to do his show, to make those sort of accommodations. And it just spoke to how much this meant to him. So again, we're gonna go through this, talk to you guys, talk to a lot of people. We got Groz coming up. We got Greg Bell. We got Shannon. We got G. We got Mike Sando, Dave Wyman, Mike Salk, Stacy, Liz. We're gonna talk to everybody. The invitation is open to our friends across the street at KJR. I've spoken to a couple of those people as well, and there is no rivalry. There is no competition in a situation like this. This is a celebration of somebody who had a tremendous impact on all of us, and somebody I spoke to 5 days a week for years. I mean, we were talking to him every day, and you guys talked to him. You guys heard him, and as I was telling those guys, for everybody that hit me on Twitter that said, you know, this is, I feel like I lost a friend, somebody I knew that I'd never met. Well, you did know him. You did. That's who he was. He was, I don't think he was capable of putting on an act. That's exactly who he was. He was every bit the real deal, to say the very least. So again, if you guys want to weigh in on the phone lines, weigh in on the text, 421-3776. We're going to get to your calls, and I can't think of a better way to start things off than bring in Irish Minky, who is a staple on this show and a staple in the life of John Clayton. Irish, how are you, man?
Hey, fantastic, Bob. I remember you from way back when, too. So. Rockstar Bob, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what it was, my friend. That's what it was. Good to hear your voice.
I was there, you know. I'm brokenhearted because he was truly, truly a very special man. And the things to me that made him so special, as you mentioned it, was his undying love for his wife. I think that was his number one life and passion, and football and all that was really secondary. His care and emotion and feelings for his wife were unprecedented. As far as not we had conversations with him about that a few times on air, and I just pointed out to him that very rarely do people do what he was doing, and that was to support his wife no matter what. And they had trials, you know, they had tribulations. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I'm so disappointed with now, with him gone, is I won't be able to save his soul and convert him to Notre Dame now.
Who knows, Irish? You may have done it. You may have secretly done it. He just maybe didn't want to give you the satisfaction of knowing you converted him.
He escaped in his passing the day after St. Patrick's Day. So I don't know what to say. I'll miss the man terribly. Every St. Patrick's Day, I'm going to think of John Clayton passing the next day. As I always used to say, when we battled back and forth, and of course I was the evil caller that always complained to John about why do you put him on the air and stuff. he understood. Bad guys make radio happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was in Irish. We appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you so much for that. And like I said, he was incredibly loyal to his callers, and he loved their loyalty to him. He couldn't wait to talk to the regulars. The lineup is here in front of me, and we are going to get to your calls. Let's head out to Rent and bring in Mike. Mike, welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
Well, not well. I'm kind of heartburton, you know. When I learned the news yesterday, it just broke my heart. I'll tell you something. I'm a Pittsburgh guy, and that's where John lived. And I'm a diehard Steeler fan. And my heart goes out to him and his wife, Pat. He loved Pat. I mean, every Friday he did date night with her, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah, that was a huge thing for him. He would fill in on shows, but say, "I can do Friday, but I got to leave at this time because it's date night." It meant the world to him.
Yeah, and I commend him for that because that's a real man, you know, cherish his wife like that. What he did, and what he did for the city of Seattle, but he also was glorified in Pittsburgh too. There was a lot of people back there that loved him to death, you know.
Yeah, Mike, It wasn't just here, wasn't just Pittsburgh. As I said, that's one thing that became very clear. And I don't know if you're on social media or not, but just seeing the people, the different people across the landscape reaching out, talking about him, talking about his impact on them, whether they knew him or not, his influence, if they met him, how kind he was. It was just, It was very heartwarming to see in a very sad time, certainly, but just to see what he meant, not to just callers, not to just people, fans, but just his peers.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
We're going to miss him.
You're right, Mike. You're right. I appreciate the call, Mike. Thank you so much. The other part of this is it feels like there aren't words to sum it up. There aren't words that are suitable, that feel right, that do it justice, that do John justice. So you're right. We're going to miss him. We're going to miss him in just a tremendous, tremendous individual and a tremendous impact on people. Let's, before the break, let's bring in Tara. And again, we're going to try to get to as many of your calls as we can. 421-3776. Tara in Mercer Island, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Just kind of devastated by the loss of Mr. Clayton. I just want to share a little bit of a story of what I thought of his show, and then me personally, of interaction with him. His show can never be replicated, just how he always was quick on his feet and answered fans' questions, always treated them with respect and kindness, no matter what. And one situation, and I was blessed to meet him at the Seattle Seahawks training camp when he was standing in front of me in line, and he introduced me tomorrow as Tara from Mercer Island, and that's how he knew me, and that I called into his show a lot. And what I always liked about it was that he asked me about my opinion of what he thought about what I thought of training camp.
Yeah, he was, Tara, you summed it up. I mean, he remembered everybody. You meant the world to him. He would talk about the callers, and we appreciate the call, Tara. And he would love to just chat football with anybody. It didn't matter whether you were a fan, whether you were another member of the media, you were a player, a GM. It didn't matter. He loved talking football. He loved interacting with people. And it was never talking down to anybody. It was always, as she said there, what do you think? What do you think about it? I mean, it was a really, really special part of his personality. And I think it's, again, what made, what really endeared him to as many people as we're seeing reach out and talk about him and express their thoughts and their feelings on social media, on television. And again, we're going to do that throughout the morning until 11 o'clock. We're going to take your calls. We're going to speak to guests. We're going to speak with Jake Heaps, will join us coming up. We're going to speak with Greg Bell and Shannon Dreyer and G. Scott. We're going to get you all in, and we're going to celebrate John for the next 3 hours right here, remembering John Clayton on Seattle Sports on 710 in the Seattle Sports app.
Remembering John Clayton, a legend in NFL history, a Hall of Fame journalist, and a fixture in Seattle sports. The Professor.
We are celebrating John Clayton during his show. This is the John Clayton Show here on Seattle Sports on 710. Bob Stelton with you. We're going to talk to a lot of guests today in case you're just tuning in. Phone lines are there for you, 421-3776. You guys can text in as well to the Mac and Jack's text line, 421-3776. We'll try to get to as many calls as we can. We just want to celebrate John and let everybody share in the stories and really just sort of appreciate who he's been to all of us. And just help everybody get through a rough time, to say the very least, man. It's incredibly difficult. But we'll head back out to the phone lines here, and Raider Jim is with us. Raider Jim, how are you, my friend?
Hi, Bob. How are you? I'm pretty shaken up about it. I'm not on social media. You know, yesterday afternoon, my good buddy Mark and my phone was blowing up, and I was going, what's going on? Listen, my condolences to his wife, Pat, and to all of us in the football community, including this great radio station, for the opportunity to have some form of closure. I mean, John was just so great. He was so gracious and kind to me and all of the other callers. I mean, he cultivated callers, and he was loyal to all of us. He made all better fans, you know, with his insight, his knowledge, from JB and Tara and Mike and Renton, who's a Steeler fan, to Jet, to Irish Minky, to Commando Dave. I mean, and the other thing is, he just loved his wife. He was a great model to all of us of what a great relationship should be like. And it was just really wonderful to witness that, you know, week in and week out. And the other thing is, he did the hard work regarding the data. He gave us such great insight, and you know, he made me a better football fan by the insights that he conveyed to me on a regular basis when we talked for over 8 years on this station, and to the greater football community. He made me think. He made me think on like, well, what about this and what about that? Or for that matter, I would think, well, gosh, what would John say? And we would share it, and then he was so nice, and you know, I'm just going to miss him so very much. So thank you for the opportunity to talk about John. He'll always be with me, and I consider him just a great human being.
Yeah, I appreciate the kind words there, Raider Jim, and you nailed it. I mean, he was incredibly kind to everybody. And again, I say this, and I'm not pandering to his callers here on his show. You guys absolutely meant the world to him. You absolutely did. And that was something that I just marveled at, his dedication to doing this show and his eagerness to talk to all of you and as a peer, not as, hey, I know everything and you don't know what you're talking. No, it was just, he just loved engaging. Whether you guys argued, debated, we would argue and debate, but it was always fun. It was always fun. So appreciate the call. We'll get to your calls. For those of you hanging on, I promise we will get to your calls. Want to bring in one of John's colleagues, one of my colleagues, a really good friend that you hear in the afternoons, Monday through Friday here. Jake Heaps is with us. Jake, how are you, buddy?
Bob, I'm doing good. It's always good to hear your voice, and it's unfortunate in these circumstances. I'm trying to take some time to be able to give my condolences to Pat and all of his loved ones who are impacted by this, and obviously the NFL and Seattle community. You know, this was something that I was traveling and I landed and, you know, boom, the news was right there on my phone and I couldn't believe it. And this is somebody who, Bob, as you know, was a legend, an icon in the NFL community, in the Seattle community, who dedicated his life to being a great husband first and foremost, to his lovely wife, Pat, but also to the game of football and to his work and to his job. I mean, it was just incredible to watch this guy be so dedicated to his job and be so dedicated to the game of football and just love it so much. Hey, I was in a generation where I grew up watching the professor and watching him be a true pioneer in information brokering, where it came to sources, whether it came to, you know, the cap and understanding how the cap worked and how the money, explaining it in such a way that everyone could understand and pick up a little bit of knowledge every single time that they heard from John Clayton. And when it came time for me to be able to finally call him a teammate and to work with him, it was a true honor and a pleasure to be able to have him on the show, to be able to be at training camp or OTAs and to, you know, see John and just see his smile on his face and his energy and his excitement to be there every single time, even at in the sport for 40 years. It was incredible, and it was unmatched. And Bob, like you highlighted so beautifully during the show, always asking questions, always looking at you as a peer. You just felt right at home with John Clayton, and that's something that I will always remember. And it was an honor to be able to call him a teammate and to be able to work with him. And so just wanted to call and share my thoughts and love for John Clayton, and he will be greatly missed.
That's well put, Jake. I can't add anything to it, man. We're all feeling the same way, and I appreciate you calling in, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
There you go. There's Jake Heaps. Again, Monday through Friday, you hear him here. Another guy that just, you know, excited to work with John. It's a big deal. It really is in this business, especially if you grew up watching him, and he talked about, you know, his ability to gather information, and long before social media, long before, you know, all the immediate access we have now, watching him with multiple phones. I've sat there and watched him with a phone on each ear, talking to two different people at the same time and getting stories and corroborating them with other people on the other phone. It was just amazing to watch the man work. Another guy who I know he had a tremendous impact on. I know you read his stuff at the Tacoma News Tribune, who does a great job covering the Seahawks as well. Our buddy Greg Bell is with us. Greg, how are you, man?
Heavy heart, Bob, but thank you. Thanks for doing this a lot. It's really, really mean something you did this. Thanks.
Yeah, it's you know, it feels like it's the right thing to do to just kind of get because everybody's feeling the same way. First of all, it's a state of stunned, you're shocked, you don't know what to say. It doesn't feel like there aren't the right words. You know, I sat up all night thinking, well, what am I going to say? And I was just like, there's not anything I can say that puts it in the proper perspective. You know, when you're around somebody of his caliber, who was as kind as he was, who was as well established as he was, and just what do you say about it? But I know he's a guy that certainly had an impact on you as a journalist, as a reporter. Just any funny stories or things that just stick out to you in thinking about John?
Well, Bob, I go back to, I'm from Pittsburgh, just outside of Pittsburgh. I grew up 30 minutes west of where John grew up, and I remember him at the Pittsburgh Press covering the Steelers. And Chuck Knoll wanted to run him out of the league. He was a part-time, I think he might have been 24, you might know this story, and I don't know if you've told it already, and I apologize if you have, but he might have been 24, 25 years old. He was a fill-in for the beat writer at the time for the Steelers. This was early, mid-80s, right after the Steelers' 4 Super Bowls in 6 years, and Chuck Knoll was about to leave. It was at the end of his era, and Bradshaw was leaving. And the Steelers, it was a May mini camp, and the Steelers were in pads. I mean, Chuck Knoll was, he'd take no prisoners, old school offensive lineman from the Colts in the 50s type of guy, and grew up in Cleveland. And he had him in pads in May, and John reported it and put it in the paper. And we may think that's no big deal now, but in Pittsburgh, to put that, to go against the emperor, they called him the emperor in Pittsburgh, to go against the emperor and put it in print. The fans wanted to run him out of town. Chuck Knoll wanted to have him banned from the Steelers. The Steelers ended up losing a draft pick because of John's story. And again, he's a Cub reporter at the time, new to the business, new to the paper, certainly new to the Steelers. It wasn't his beat. He was filling in. And he was banished by Chuck Knoll from the facility for a period of time. And Art Rooney, the venerable owner that founded the Steelers in their late 20s and is still revered back in Pittsburgh, saw John. I'm not sure if it was at on the periphery of the city, knowing John, probably looking through a fence. And Art Rooney said, no, you're back in. You did your job. You reported facts. We were wrong. We paid the penalty. You're on. And that was the end of John Clayton ever being banished from any NFL facility. It's crazy. A week ago, I was supposed to be on with him on his Saturday morning show, and his producer called me and said, well, he's feeling a little under the weather and just not feeling well. We'll do it again next week. And I didn't think anything of it. And ironically, last night I was at a News Tribune function early last evening in Tacoma, of course, where he started in Seattle and is still revered there by all of us. And the president of the paper, the publisher, gave me the news, looked at me, she'd gotten a text. I just looked right through her, Stephanie Peterson, like she was not even talking. I couldn't believe what she was telling me. And I immediately thought back to him saying, oh, we'll just do it again next week. And just the relentless work ethic, the detail. And I mean, he knew who was questionable for the Jaguars against the Dolphins on a Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, why did he know that? And not only did he know that, Bob, but, and you know this, but he didn't publicize this. He did many of those segments with you and with people around the country from his wife Pat's medical appointments,
mm-hmm.
and from the doctor's offices. And he was so dedicated to her care. I think it's pretty much knowledge here in Seattle that she's battling multiple sclerosis. And in the last 10 years has really been a challenge for John to travel. And he really talked a lot to me about the time sacrifice of leaving her in full-time care that she requires, and they still have to have a person in with their home full-time to take care of her. Yet he was so dedicated both to her and his profession that he did both. And of all the things John Clayton was a Hall of Famer for, the devotion to Pat is number one to me.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Greg. Again, it's hard to add anything to any of these memories and observations. It's you're right on the money. You're right on the money, and really appreciate you checking in, man. It's good to hear your voice.
I it's almost a stream of consciousness now. It's so stunning. But again, appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity. And it's really cool that you're doing this for him. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. There's Greg Bell from the Tacoma News Tribune, who, and he's right. I forgot all about that. John had done segments with us. He'd be in a hospital, you know, taking care of his wife. But he loved to talk football. He loved his wife. He would meld the two. It was just, it was a beautiful thing. And his dedication was just unmatched. And again, I talked about his reach and his impact around the league, around the world of sports, not just football, but a statement from the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, on the passing of John Clayton. It reads, John Clayton, one of the first insiders, helped bring fans closer to the game they loved. For 5 decades, he covered the league with endless energy and professionalism. He earned my tremendous respect and admiration as a journalist, but more importantly, is a wonderful person, particularly as it relates to the love, care, and devotion to his wife, Pat. We will miss John and send our deepest condolences to Pat and his sister, Amy. That is from the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell. The Hall of Fame tweeted out a statement. The Seahawks have weighed in on social media. The Pittsburgh Steelers have. Russell Wilson has. I mean, players across the league, GMs, reporters, you name it. It's amazing to see the outpouring. We're going to try to get to as many of your calls as we can. If you're hanging on the phone lines, hang tight. We will get to your calls at 421-3776. You guys can text in as well, 421-3776, to the Mac and Jack's text line. A lot of guests coming up throughout the day. A celebration of John Clayton right here on Seattle Sports on 710 and the Seattle Sports app.
Remembering John Clayton, a legend in NFL history, a Hall of Fame journalist, and a fixture in Seattle sports. The Professor.
This is the John Clayton Show here on Seattle Sports on 710. Bob Stelton with you, taking your calls throughout the day, talking to friends, colleagues, all of you about our buddy, our pal, our friend, John Clayton, who, again, in case you're just tuning in and you're not on social media, maybe you're unaware, passed away yesterday at the age of 67. A tremendous, tremendous loss. We're all feeling it. We're all in it together, and just celebrating, just telling stories. And we're gonna talk to a lot of people throughout the morning, and we're gonna talk to you again. If you're hanging on the phone lines, please hang tight. I promise we will get to your calls. But right now, I want to bring in another one of our coworkers, our Mariners insider, Shannon Dreher. Shannon, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Bob. I'm so glad you're doing this. This show meant so much to John, the ability to connect with the fans and to talk with them. And it's been an institution on Saturday mornings for so long. And I know that he would have wanted this to go on today. And I can't think of a much more appropriate tribute than to do that. This meant a lot to him.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you've been around him almost as long as I have. We both started in the same place, and I'm guessing you felt the same way as I did back in those days, that it was just such a big deal to be around him. You know, that this is before Schefter. This is before Albert Breer and Tom Pelissero and all these people and social media and the easy access to information, immediate access, watching him in the sports pit over there with a phone up to each ear. And he's talking to two different people at the same time and watching him gather information. And more importantly, Shannon, the way he treated us, as I said, he never talk down or treat it as like, here, kid, you're going to learn. Just hang back. He would talk to you like, well, what do you think? What do you think of this? Or he would share information. It was just such a cool thing to meet somebody that you watched and admired and have them interact with you that way.
You know, there's nothing better than when you meet a hero and they exceed your expectations or your beliefs or your wildest dreams of what they could be. And for me, the reporters were my hero. I always wanted to be a reporter. And Clayton, you know, was sports reporting. You were talking about the phone up to every year. When we did that, I mean, the phones were the size of shoeboxes.
Yeah.
That time. Yet he was still doing that. And, you know, when I find out the very first thing that I am going to do, and this is after winning a contest, mind you, didn't have the school, was you're going to do updates for John Clayton on Saturday morning. I was in shock. I mean, how was this even possible? John Clayton is on ESPN. He is the newsbreaker. How is this possible? And I was nervous, and he couldn't have been nicer. And what you said and what we're hearing from so many people is he treated us as peers almost from the beginning. And what that did was that gave us confidence. And it's funny because you run into a lot of us. There are a lot of people in this business who their first job was doing updates or running a board or doing something with John Clayton. And, you know, a lot of times in that first job, a lot of people flame out. It's too much. And he took, you know, took good care of us, kept watch, gave us the confidence when we needed it. And just so inspirational to see what he did back then and hear the stories. I mean, I'm sure Mike Sandel will probably tell this story, but John Clayton, I mean, this was reporting. This was before the days of the internet and things like that. But he would sleep in his car outside of Seahawks headquarters to be there when the big guys got there, and he was able to get the scoop. You know, that's what it was back then, and so exciting. And just being able to hear those stories and see the reverence that others had for him, it was inspirational. And the fact that, you know, here we are, what, 20 years later, still working with him and seeing him still do the same thing and still knowing that there are a lot of others that had that same experience. Very, very special, very inspirational. And yeah, I cannot to this day believe that that's how it all started.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you nailed it again. I'm hearing from all of these people, and there's nothing I can add. I mean, you nailed it. You sum up who he is and how he treated us. More importantly, as you know, youngsters in this business, intimidated and nervous and scared and don't want to screw up, and you're around somebody of his stature and the way he could make you feel so comfortable and again, just talk to you. But the beauty is, Shannon, and is that he talked to everybody that way, not just people in the business. I mean, we're getting calls from, you know, people that would call him every week or people that met him at training camp or met him in an airport or whatever. And he would talk and ask them, what do you think? They'd ask about whatever team or player they were asking about. And he'd fire a question back to them. He just loved to engage.
He was so pleasant about it. There was always a smile on his face when he was talking to somebody about football, you know, in particular, or anything for that matter. But I get a good chuckle. And I'll be driving around on a Saturday, and I'll have the radio on, and it'll be his show, and it will be, oh, who does he have on right now? Because you're listening to somebody, you know, really giving some good information about football, and it's a caller.
Yeah.
You know, he would absolutely, you know, he loved that interaction. He loved that talk. And it was a back and a forth. It wasn't, you know, hey, so-and-so from such-and-such, you're on, and then click, you're put on hold afterwards. No, it was a full discussion because he loved engaging. He loved connecting. And it was just, you know, very, very unique in this business. I'm not sure that there is a reporter out there that had more respect for the fans than he did.
No.
You know, just the way that he interacted and the time that he gave was amazing. And, you know, this is a guy that didn't have time, and he chose to do this. He was 24/7 football, absolutely devoted to his wife, Pat, who would just, you know, she was there every step of the way. And we saw her every Saturday morning in the studio as well. Just a special, special relationship there. Yet still to have enough for the fans. He didn't have to do that. The people who wanted to talk football, 100% there. And just, you know, the excitement. And he would always have a smile on his face when he did that. Just very, very special.
Yeah, spot on, Shannon. Really, really appreciate you taking a few minutes to call in. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too, Bob. Hang in there.
There you go. There's our Mariner insider, Shannon Dreyer, with a few thoughts. And one of my favorite co-workers, former co-worker and friend, and somebody who knew John extremely well, obviously, and everybody, no stranger than anybody listening right now, Jessamyn McIntyre is here with us. Hey, Jess, it's good to talk to you.
Hi, Bob. It's really good to talk to you, too. How are you doing today?
Hanging in there.
I think that's a really good phrase to say, how we're all just hanging in there, because we are. John would say that to us so many times, because he's hanging in there through all the trials and tribulations that he went through his work and taking care of Pat. He was always just hanging in there, but also being awesome at the same time. I really love that you guys are doing this show, and I wanted to call in and say thank you for that.
Well, it's obviously the least we can do, and you had a special relationship with him. I know, you know, you some very kind gestures on your part to go over there and cook dinner at times and really interact on a different level outside of the, you know, just the sports world. But I know you had a special relationship with John and Pat that you know, maybe is or is not public, but just very, very cool to hear your voice and weigh in on an extremely tough day.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. And people might not know it, but I moved from the East Coast, and John was my first friend here. I was working at ESPN in Bristol, Connecticut before I moved out. And I would talk to John just, you know, through an ISDN line. So he would be a voice booming in through a studio that I was working at, you know, in, you know, when I was 22 years old. Oh, it's John Clayton. And when he found out that I was offered a job out in Seattle, he was so proud to invite me to this city. And he really, really wanted me to come out here and just kept telling me how amazing it was. And without him, I don't think that I ever would have come out here. And throughout that entire time, we became friends. I moved out here, and I considered him a friend when I was on the East Coast, but coming out here, he really, really showed me the city and showed me how friendship really was. It was special in his own way. You know, we're all a little different, and John and Pat obviously have an amazing relationship. But John, it was a really good friend.
Yeah, it's I mean, you summed it up. He's had such a tremendous impact on everybody, on all of us, in different ways for different reasons. But the one common theme is just his kindness to everybody, his generosity, and his championing of people, and just really. I mean, it's hard to put into words, but just a guy with tremendous reach and impact, and reading it on social media and hearing it from you and others, it just reinforces that and incredibly special. And it's great to hear your voice, Jess. I miss you.
I miss you too. And if you want to hear a really good story, I'm going to give you one. When my first summer here, he could not stand the fact that I had never had Copper River salmon. And so I was producing the Kevin Calabro show outside of the Mariner Stadium, and he just didn't understand the fact that I had never had Copper River salmon. And we invited him down. He and Pat were down there broadcasting with us, and he walked away for an hour. He went to the owner, and I won't say the restaurant, went to the owner of a certain restaurant that was in the area but was about a mile away. Walked a mile, found some restaurant that had Copper River salmon, and brought me 3 pieces of fish with the sides, all the fixings, all the way back to our site where we were broadcasting outside of the Mariner Stadium, just to make sure that I got to taste Copper River salmon. And that was my first real friend engagement with John. And he just wanted everyone to experience Seattle that way, and also in a really great friend way. So all our thoughts to Pat, his entire family, and thank you for just engaging me for a little bit.
Absolutely. That's a great story. That's so great. Jess, it's good to talk to you. Great to hear your voice.
Thank you, Bob.
There you go. There's Jessamyn McIntyre, our former coworker, one of the best in the business, and that's an awesome story. That's so cool. That is so, John. That is great. We're going to continue with the guests. A lot of people. We got Groz will be coming up. Mike Sando, G. Scott, Jim Moore, Dave Wyman, Mike Salk, the head coach Pete Carroll will weigh in with us this morning as well. So again, you're hearing it. We're going to hear from you as well. I promise. I know a lot of you have been hanging on the phone lines for a long time. We will get to your calls coming up. We are remembering John Clayton right here on Seattle Sports on 710 and the Seattle Sports app.
Remembering John Clayton, a legend in NFL history, a Hall of Fame journalist, and a fixture in Seattle sports. The Professor.
This is the John Clayton Show here on Seattle Sports on 710. We are taking your calls, remembering, celebrating the great John Clayton. We got a lot of guests coming up. We're going to speak with G. Scott here in just a moment, but I do want to give you guys an opportunity because, as I said, and this is not blowing smoke or pandering. You, the callers, the listeners, meant the absolute world to John, and I want to give you guys an opportunity to speak and share thoughts. And let's head out to Seattle. Jet has been waiting patiently. Jet, I appreciate your patience.
Well, hey, I wait a heck of a lot longer for John. It's definitely worth it, as John was our true Seattle sports icon. He was one of a kind, and we had a lot of life intersections. I went to school in Western New York, came out here about 3 years after John, and so and I've been talking to him, going back to KJR. And it's just one of those deals. It's like, oh, we can't do anything on Saturday morning until I get to talk to John. And the best thing about John was he was always happy to talk to you. I mean, and it felt legitimate, legitimately so. I mean, it wasn't an act. It wasn't a shtick. He always was happy to talk to you. And it was great, you know, the 15, 20 years of banter we had back and forth, just very knowledgeable. And it was just great being able to talk about the Jets with somebody that knew about the Jets out here, because there really aren't many of us out here. And it was just a wonderful opportunity. And I always appreciated the ability not just to talk to, like, a friend, but talk to somebody that was, this guy's, credentials are beyond compare. I mean, just the opportunity is wonderful. And then the way he treated you was just spectacular. And you just don't have that opportunity very often. And I'm just glad I was able to seize on that for the last 20 years. And this is really just devastating. I know talking to Matt, I'd like to give Matt and Liz a shout out. These last two that ran the board, and they did a fabulous job for John, and Matt has just been great. It's been a tough couple of years for many of us. We've all lost many people, but they couldn't be more gracious. And that's the thing about John. It's like, even when some mook would call and didn't know what they were talking about, John never treated them poorly, never talked down to them, always tried to build up a conversation, build up some sort of repertoire, with repartee with them. And was always very kind and gracious to everybody. He didn't big time or big deal anybody. He just, just seems like what you see is what you got. And that's just so rare in this particular business. And it was just a special, special opportunity to have the ability to spend all those years on Saturday morning with him. And that doesn't take into account, the depth of his knowledge and the depth of our conversations and everything else about the Jets and football and everything. And I can't believe how much I've learned from him over the years. And, man, this is just, I'm just numb. I'm just numb.
Yeah. I really appreciate the call, Jed. You're on the money, as I said. It's not pandering, and it's not blown smoke to any of you who were regular callers to his show. Yeah. He lived for this show. He loves talking to you guys, and he spoke to you the way he spoke to us, the way he spoke to somebody who would approach him on the street. Yeah. I mean, he was that genuine, and I can't reiterate enough that those who say, "Hey, I feel like I lost a friend. I feel like I knew him, even though I never met him." You did know him.
Yeah.
You knew him. That's who he was.
Yeah. And genuine, I think, is the best one word to describe him or sum him up. He just was a genuine guy. He was just a real guy, and just enjoyed doing what he did and enjoyed his niche in life. And I'm also glad that you're bringing in some guys from KJR as well, because, a lot of us, some of us go back there, and, that's where we all started, and I'm glad that they'll be part of it, because that certainly was a part of his background, too. I mean, I remember when he started with the Fabulous Sports Babe.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you go way back. That's where I started, Jet. And, the door is open. The invite is there for everybody. Again, this is a celebration of John that's not limited to us. It's for everybody. And I appreciate the call, Jet. Thanks so much.
And I'm glad you guys are doing it, and I just want to give a shout-out to, Greater Mike and Irish Mankey and all our, weekly cronies, and I wish them all well, and I give them a hug on the air, and I hope everything turns out well for all of our weekly callers that we're not going to hear from anymore.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jet. I appreciate the call. And again, we'll try to get to as many of your calls as we can. I want to bring in another colleague, another coworker, and a guy who worked closely with John, former co-host of his, G. Scott, who you hear over on our sister station on 97.3 FM. G., how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, but so many thoughts and emotions, and I think I share that feeling like everyone else that is either listening or that just called in, just listening to Jessamine and listening to you talk about it. And there's so many things that go through our minds, but there's one common denominator that continues to be talked about outside of how great of a husband that John was to Pat. It was how he made us feel. and whether you were a caller, whether you were a fan in the stands at the stadium, a colleague, a coworker, a family, whoever you are, or in my case, 1 year removed from washing cars, and here I am a year into the radio game, and he allows me space to do radio on his show. Like to think about that is just unreal. Here it is, this Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it, is allowing me space and an opportunity to do that with him, do a radio with him every single day. And then, Bob, the text messages from last night to this morning with former NFL players and current NFL players, and they all say the same thing. They say, man, love that dude, man.
Yeah.
Man, he was always solid to me. Yeah. And so you're going to take calls every single day, and that's going to be the constant right there. And one last thing that I thought about a second ago is when you transcend to a level and a place in this world where you are identified by one word as your name, professor. If you say professor, everybody in the world knows who you're talking about. So much so, even if you say Clayton, you know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, I got a lot of things I could say. It's a short show. I'm crushed. I'm going to miss my friend. He was an amazing person to me, to you, to everyone that knew him. I can't believe how genuine he was, and I can't believe the amount of people that will have stories about how he helped them with their start in their career.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think you hit on one thing, is how he was perceived by those in the business and those that he would interview. You know how it is. Oftentimes when we're in that locker room or that clubhouse and we'll be walking over to a player, you can almost see that look on their face like, oh boy, here comes this guy. Or here, I got to answer a question from this guy. You know, you can tell they're not in it. But when John would walk up to him, it made them feel special. Hey, that's John Clayton. You know, it's just, it was sort of a role reversal where, you know, they were sort of in awe of him, and it just spoke to his stature within the sports community and how he was revered and the respect he had from those he was interviewing and talking to. And that's a rare thing in this business to reach that level to where, you know, there are guys that don't really want to talk, but they see that guy. Oh, I want to talk to him. That's sort of an honor or a privilege. And, you know, it wasn't just players. It was coaches. It was GMs. It was owners. It was everybody. It was everybody. And that just speaks to his character and what he established over his career.
I saw, you're right, Bob, I saw former linebacker for the Seattle Seahawks, Super Bowl MVP, Super Bowl 48 MVP, Malcolm Smith, and his words on Twitter was that's when he knew that he had made it in the NFL, once he was getting interviewed by the professor.
Yeah.
And so many, like, that was it. Like, okay, it's official now. Yeah, sure, you've gotten drafted. Yeah, sure, you're on the team. But once the professor is interviewing you, it's real.
Yeah.
Your career has started.
Yeah, that's great. That is so great. G, it's good to talk to you, man. Thanks so much for checking in.
All right, brother. Take care.
There you go. There's G Scott. You can hear him on our sister station on 97.3 FM at night during the week. And co-hosted a show with John for a bit over here as well. And he's absolutely right. John, an established Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer. As established as it gets, and giving room to somebody that, you know, is new to the business and welcoming them and sort of just embracing them and embracing that learning curve is just, that's just different in this business. I can't tell you how different that is. And it speaks to who John Clayton was. And we are going to continue with your calls. Again, I apologize to those of you who've been hanging on the phone lines. We will get through all of your calls. So hang tight. I see you there. We got a lot of people that want to weigh in as well. So we're going to continue as we remember the great John Clayton right here, Seattle Sports on 710 and the Seattle Sports app.